I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Sister Salma Khalfan.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. This is the program Muslim Lady. And in this we discuss mainly women in the light of traditions in this series, inshallah. So we talked about spouse selection and women in the light of narrations and ahadith of the Shiite Islam. And we mentioned about how important it is for a woman to select her spouse before it's too late, because she's giving rise to a whole generation ahead of her. And so she should really reflect and think and not take a quick decision. And that's why it is very important for the guardianship of her father and her parents in general to advise her, make this decision. We talked about religiosity and how it is important to bear in mind that religion comprises of knowledge and good actions. And we also talked about genetic makeup of the person, his characteristics. And other criterias to pinpoint to, which is very apt in this discussion, is the fact that good nature is also a criteria to see in a spouse. A spouse could be religious, and a spouse could have a good genetic makeup, like in the sense that he's not a bad person from the heart, but he might not have a good nature. So this is what we are talking about. Good nature is among the criteria of a good spouse, because we have to live all our lives with this spouse. So Imam Radha alayhi salam wrote in reply to a person who had asked him if it was advisable to marry his daughter to a person known for his ill nature. So what does Imam reply? Imam says, if he is ill-natured, that is bad-tempered, don't marry your daughter to him. See? So he might be religious, he might have all the good other qualities, but his nature is not good. So Imam advises him, don't marry your daughter to him. Now this nature we are talking about is of course something that is intrinsic in him, in the sense it has become such a habit in him that he can't let go now. If he's angry and temperamental, he now can't retort without anger. Or if he's a liar and he always makes fun of somebody, then he will always do that to the spouse. So this is the nature has changed. The disposition has changed. It's very important to reflect on this. It's not as if something is happening once or twice, because in all families, such things do happen. So if, for example, spouse is known, for example, to sometimes get moody, but he has all the good characteristics, maybe somebody could still consider. But here Imam Raza alayhi salam has said, if he's ill-natured, Imam Radha alayhi salam said, if he's ill-natured, don't marry your daughter to him. So his nature will have turned to becoming a bad person. So the same will apply where the bride-to-be lacks a good nature. You see, a man also, in the same way, if that bride is not good in nature, such a woman, though she may be beautiful, she may be rich, but she would make the life of her husband miserable. So see, character is so important in the makeup of a marriage, a peaceful marriage, in selecting a spouse. In fact, we should zoom on the character more than even the outward looks. And the way the Holy Prophet has said that if one looks at the wealth of a person or spouse, she might get the wealth. She might end up getting it. And if she looks at, for example, the beauty of the spouse, she might even end up getting a very handsome spouse. But if she looks at the good characteristics and the faith in a person, Now, this is a very strong intrinsic character that has made him change completely. So the Holy Prophet says, she will get both of them. She will get even the beauty, or he will get even the beauty, and they will also get the wealth. So everything is comprising of the good characteristics and good nature of a person. So for a person to know that, this person, this spouse will help me and be patient and support me in my married life, she has to look at the good nature as a criteria in her spouse selection.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Another criteria in the spouse selection that is very important to bear in mind is compatibility. How well do you go along with this person? He might be good in nature, but you might not have anything to talk about. He must be thinking of East and you are thinking of the West, or vice versa, in your thoughts. He must be thinking of the East and you are thinking of something else completely, in your thoughts, of course. So compatibility is very important. With compatibility, we don't mean that if both are doctors, it's good, or both are, the same profession, it's good. No. Compatibility is something to do with your nature, how well you can relate, how well you can socialize. Can you be humorous to each other without feeling bad or sensitive? Do you understand, each other's way of, thoughts, way of talking? This is very important in compatibility. Or the fact that, does he understand certain things that you are interested in? Or do you understand some things that he is interested in? So this makes life very peaceful. So one can be very, for example, interested in creativity, and the other is very mechanical, for example. It doesn't mean that both are not or cannot be compatible. He may understand her creativity and respect it also. This is what compatibility is all about, the respect that arises out of it. The Holy Prophet gave no recognition to class distinction. But in marriage, he stressed upon compatibility. The marrying partners must be compatible, humkuf, of each other, so that there are no unnecessary misgivings later on. It is better for a religious woman who is committed to laws and principles to marry a man like herself. This is very important. As far as religiousness is concerned, that compatibility comes about, disregarding the other worldly things. So as far as religiousness is concerned, if she knows that both are compatible, both will respect each other, praying, fasting, both will realize the values of Islam, then marriage is advisable. Not that one person sees that this person is so good-natured, so, he has such a good genetic makeup, he is everything, but he is also pious, but he doesn't, practice the piety, the laws. So how will she bear that life? It'll be very difficult for her. So she should marry a man committed to the laws and principles to make her life a peaceful one. So inshallah, we shall discuss more about this compatibility and look at it in the light of traditions in our next session. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Blessed is your face, blessed is your name, my beloved. Blessed is your smile, which makes my soul want to fly, my beloved. All the nights and all the times that you cared for me, but I never realized it. Now it's too late, forgive me. Now I'm alone, filled with so much shame, for all the years I caused you pain. If only I could sleep in your arms again.
mother. I'm lost without you. You were the sun that brightened my day. Now who's gonna wipe my tears away? If only I knew what I know today. Mother, I'm lost without you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, beauty, and the idea of a woman maintaining her physical appearance, this is something which is one of the keys to having a successful marriage. So the hadith is from the Prophet of Allah. We will be exploring other dimensions around that hadith to make the understanding of the hadith clear, and inshallah, providing sisters with one of the important keys of success for having a successful marriage. The hadith was this. This is from the Prophet of Allah. Inna khayra nisa'ikum al-mutabarraja ma'a zawjiha al-hasan ala ghayrih. The Prophet of Allah is saying in this hadith, the best of your woman is the one who dresses up for her husband and is chaste around others. Now, an important part of being beautiful is actually making sure that we maintain physical cleanliness. One will be surprised by this, but many times we find that after marriages, sometimes even these basic ideas are neglected, or if they're sometimes acted on, they're not acted on enough. The woman isn't consistent about these things. And one of those things is this, which one will be surprised about. Even maintaining proper physical cleanliness and making sure we're showering all the time, we're always smelling nice, fresh, and stuff like that. So let's go to a little bit of reinforcement from the words of Allah and from the ahadith on this particular issue. The first one, which I'm going to quote for you, which is again helping us understand this hadith of how to be that successful woman, how to be dressed up and beautiful for the husband, is this verse of Quran. This is from Surah Baqarah, and it's verse number 222. Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Indeed, Allah loves the penitent. Allah loves those who make tawbah, at-tawwabin, and He loves those who keep clean, al-mutatahhirin. So a woman wants to, part of this hadith is not only making sure that I have nice clothes on, but always I've showered, I've shaved, everything is nice. Another hadith, this one is the negative one of a woman who refuses to do these things, who is a little bit lax about the issue of being clean and smelling nice all the time. This one is from the Prophet of Allah, قَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet said, he says, شِرَارُ نِسَائِكُمْ, the worst of your women. And then he mentions some traits. A couple of them are the ones that I'm going to mention right now. الدَّنِسَ, the dirty one. اللَّجُوجَ, the stubborn one. العاصية, the disobedient one. These traits are traits that make marriages fall apart. If the woman is dirty, right, she's not paying attention to her physical cleanliness, she's stubborn, always arguing with her husband, refusing to back down, even though it's a logical point that he's making, or just a disobedient woman. She's always, you know, has something to say, she has her own opinion, she's always fighting back against the husband. So that one we won't want to do. We want to make sure that we're showering all the time. Those things are being taken care of. In addition to that, using perfume and making sure that we are always smelling our best. This hadith is from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wa salam. He says, لِيَطَيِّبَ الْمَرْأَةُ الْمُسْلِمَ لِزَوْجِهَا, that a Muslim woman must apply perfume for her husband. She wants to always make sure she's smelling her best, she's smelling wonderful. And we also want to keep in mind that sometimes a woman is careful to maintain her physical appearance. She's careful to shower and these things. She even applies perfume. But sometimes when she's working in the kitchen, then sometimes she's not so pleasant after working in the kitchen. She smells a bit of food.
Who is the lover? Allah. Who is Ar-Rahman? Allah. Who is Al-Mannan?
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return. The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.